Well, the latest is good news, and that is that the line has been squeezed off in the parlance of the natural gas business. That is that the gas is no longer spewing into the atmosphere, and traffic has been reopened on Welborn Road.
The closure was about an hour ago, if I recall.
Yeah, more like probably closer to 2 hours ago at this point, and then we got the all clear probably about half an hour ago. So all in all, I'd say in the ballpark of about an hour and a half.
The source of the leak?
Source of the leak was a contractor working on site that hit one of our natural gas lines. It really points to the absolute necessity not only of contractors but anyone who plans to do any type of digging, whether it's in your yard or wherever, to call 811 because you just never know what's underneath, especially this day and time because of the tendency to see so many utilities going underground. Now, water, sewer, natural gas, that's always been underground, but now you have underground cable, phone lines, and even electrical utility lines, and that's the going thing. There's only a limited amount of space for all of that to go into the ground because of right-of-way concerns, things of that nature. And so it's imperative that people call 811 to get a line locate. It will delay you by about 48 hours, but in the end, it's a lot better than having something like this happen.
Something we talked about 2 weeks ago going into 811 National Publicity Day, and unfortunately we knew it was going to happen, and today it happened, and unfortunately at a pretty major intersection.
It's Exhibit A of why you should call 811, and it's exactly what we were trying to accomplish by getting the word out on National 811 Day. The good news is that, yes, it was an inconvenience for a lot of, that although it was an inconvenience for a lot of people, no one was injured. There were no complications from it. We had a sizable crew respond, and tip of the cap to University Police and the College Station Police Department as well as College Station Fire Department for all of their assistance in traffic control. The partnership that we have with them is just the best, and we could not do it without them.
Chase, appreciate the update.
You bet. Anytime. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you. Chase Murphy with Atmos Energy.